WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. President Biden detailing the latest ceasefire release proposal, urging both Israel and Hamas to agree to end the war. It includes three phases, he says.
Full and complete ceasefire. A withdrawal of Israeli forces from all populated areas of Gaza. Release of a number of hostages, including women, the elderly, the wounded, in exchange for release of hundreds of Palestinian prisoners.
The push comes nearly 8 months after the October 7th attacks. Today, congressional leaders have also invited Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to address a joint meeting of Congress. President Biden says claims by Donald Trump that his hush money trial was, quote, rigged or reckless to democracy. The president says no one is above the law and Trump can appeal his conviction for falsifying documents. And volatile storms once again targeting hard-hit Texas. His power still being restored to tens of thousands of customers after this week's storms. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
A Reedsburg man was arrested over the weekend for endangering the safety of others during a disturbance. Reedsburg police were dispatched to the 100 block of Silver Drive early Sunday morning around 1:10 a.m. for a report of a large disturbance with a possible gun involved. Callers reported shots being fired in the area at the time of the disturbance. Officers located two firearms, shell casings, and ammunition on the scene. Officers spoke to witnesses and reviewed video during the investigation. A 24-year-old man was arrested and transported to the Sauk County Jail on the following charges: second-degree recklessly endangering safety, pointing a firearm at another, and possession of a firearm while intoxicated. These charges are merely an accusation of criminal conduct where probable cause existed for an arrest. The Sauk County Sheriff's Office assisted with the investigation. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high-quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Partly sunny and seasonal today, with highs hitting the mid-70s. Clouds thicken tonight, and chances of some scattered showers start to push in overnight, bringing us a damp start to the day tomorrow. We may see some storms by the afternoon. Grandpa's barbecue sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now, 78 degrees.
99.7 Max FM.
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant on after 5 p.m. Mike Hodder, a bluegill guy. Well, I'm not sure tonight because I'm probably not getting dinner until very late. Here's Pat Benatar on Max FM.
Max FM.
80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you on Friday night. All right, we have an update as promised on Lily Rogers. She placed third today with a toss of 42 feet and 5 inches. She had an injured finger and was the only freshman that was competing today. So she did place third. Congratulations to Lily Rogers. Now she is back at state tomorrow. We will get you another update on Sunday when I get back into the studio. We are keeping an eye on that. So go Lily tomorrow. We hope you do well and throw well. Speaking of sports, that's up next. Music by Hall & Oates on Max FM.
Max FM Sports.
The Brewers open a 3-game weekend series with the White Sox at AmFam Field tonight. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Tobias Myers goes for the Brewers, who took 3 of 4 from the Cubs. The White Sox enter with an 8-game losing streak. Midwest League tonight, Dayton at Beloit, Fort Wayne at Wisconsin. The WIAA Boys and Girls State Track and Field Championships underway. Their 2-day run at UW Lacrosse today and tomorrow. NBA Finals are set. It'll be Boston and Dallas in the best-of-7 series starting next Thursday. Mavericks punch their ticket to the finals with a 124-103 win over the Minnesota Timberwolves last night. Milwaukee Admirals look to even their AHL Western Conference Finals series with Coachella Valley tonight. The Admirals dropped the opener in that best-of-7 series 2-1. On Wednesday. The Stanley Cup playoffs continue in the Western Conference tonight. The Oilers and Stars playing Game 5 in Dallas. That series is all squared at 2 games apiece. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
You're a rich girl and you're gone too far, 'cause you know it don't matter anyway. You can rely on the old man's money. You can rely on the old man's money. It's a bitch, girl, but it's gone too far, 'cause you know it don't matter anyway. Say money, money won't get you too far, get you too far.
Some of them hits, 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you on Friday night. All right, Aaron was asked a little bit earlier, am I a cod or bluegill guy? I like any kind of fish, usually fried fish, but, you know, food is on my brain. I'm probably not eating until like 11:30 tonight. Here is Toto on Max FM.
I hear the drums echoing tonight, and she hears only whispers of some quiet conversation. 12:30 flight. The moonlit wings reflect the stars that guide me towards salvation. I stopped an old man along the way, hoping to find some old forgotten words or ancient melodies. He turned to me as if to say, hurry boy, it's waiting there for you.
wild dogs cry out in the night as they grow restless, longing for some solitary company. I know that I must do what's right, sure as Kilimanjaro rises like Olympus above the Serengeti. I seek to cure what's deep inside, frightened of this thing that I've become.
Summer sky.